Welcome to Growthy Point Blank, the internet's only home, the only home for South Florida Bulls news. That's right.
Get your Bulls on! Get your Bulls on! Tug on your Bulls! Show me your Bulls! Rhythm is a Bullser.
You know, the worst part is you started with that and I just kept going with it, right?
Whoa! Pull out your Bulls!
Spencer got peer pressured into trying to create a UCF Bulls song on the fly. Not the first time.
I would say that as a Tampa native and USF Bulls diehard, I really do. I do appreciate our city's vast history of embracing all forms of music, but especially 90s club music.
Rhythm is a dancer.
Who liked My Boo before anyone really liked My Boo? And I mean, even ironically, that's right, the great city of Tampa. Do you know what the actual unofficial fight song of USF is?
No, but I don't know any Christian ska bands.
No, it's Planet Soul, actually.
I was going to say My Neck, My Back.
No. We need it a little more family friendly, but also ridden with sort of the overlay of like taking too much cheap ecstasy. That's right.
No, it's the radio edit. It's My Neck, My Back, Hold My Crumbling Infrastructure Back.
We're not talking about Orlando.
Oh, sorry. That school up east. That school up northeast.
That school up middle.
That school up 68 minutes, maybe 78 minutes away.
You can just call them the Altamonte Springs shit burgers. We all do.
Yeah, that's right. Disney ass bitch burgers. Why don't you walk your ass in here? Try to win a bowl game every now and then.
Can't walk. There's no monorail.
That's right. Growthy Point Blank featuring Holly Anderson, Tampa native. Say hi.
And I guess.
Temple Terrace, what? Also joining us, Tampa native Jason Kirk. Let's see, what part of Tampa are you repping?
He's Tarpon Springs boy. Absolutely,
that's Tampa. That's no. Come on, he's Largo.
He's hey, you know how C Florida made up a resume item last year?
Mm-hmm. C Florida.
That's pretty wild considering they were founded by George O'Leary. Who would have seen that coming?
I'm honestly impressed. C Florida even knows what a resume is. You know,
that's true. Because remember, you can't spell.
I mean, you need one to apply at Hot Topic anyway.
Remember, you can't spell UCF without C F U.
Them Golden Knights, just covered in piss. Just a knight covered in piss.
That's right. The Golden Knights, definitely not our rival. Because you know what, a school like South Florida, you can't be our rival if you're just an accredited skate park.
The P-tape is real, and it doesn't have Central Florida in the national championship either. Look at that.
Our Pirates don't need theme park rides because they got cannons.
That's right. That's right. You can't even have Pirates because you don't have water. Lakes don't count
in
Florida.
We never let Johnny Depp onto any of our boats.
Oh.
How are you going to be national champs if you've never even been number two? You know who has been number two?
Ooh, ooh.
The UCF, USF Bulls.
That's right.
That might have been the second time I accidentally said UCF Bulls. Listen, USF Bulls.
That's
honestly,
right.
Honestly, I think we should just be the Florida Bulls at this point. Because we are Florida's team.
And we sure as shit ain't South.
That's right. You know what? UF doesn't have the S, which stands for satisfactory. Because there's nothing to be satisfied about in Gainesville. FSU, that's an anagram of USF. You want to know why? Dyslexia. That's the difference between going to USF and FSU. Shouts out to all my dyslexics. I love you. It's not a discriminatory thing against you. It's against Tallahassee, okay? Miami, that's a private school. That's for fascists, okay?
And your causeways ain't shit.
That's right. It ain't shit. Alligator Alley, you didn't build that. Guess who built that? Tampa, reaching out to you, offering you the handshake of civilization. FAU, I don't even know what you are. You hired Lane Kiffin.
It's a private prison with a football team.
That's, you know what?
Only not as cool as that. Not as cool as I just made that sound.
It's a semi-private prison. Okay.
I think it's a satellite campus of FGCU, right?
Yes.
That's true. All I'm going to say is that can you name one professional wrestler associated with FAU? You can't. And that's why USF is the superior school.
Monty Kiffin don't count?
Mm-mm.
Then you got FIU, Florida International is, if somebody, what are you? Oh, I would call myself Florida International. So you're not allowed in the United States. Is that what you're saying? You've been ejected from the country permanently. Okay.
That's all right. And also, they're named the Panthers, which in Florida, I would remind you, is a mythical creature no one sure exists and only finds as roadkill once every 3 years. That's right. That's FIU. That's appropriate.
When you hit it with your car, it's real.
That's true. When you're trying to build a golf course and one of them's there, definitely real.
And who sold you that car? Probably a University of Central Florida grad.
You can call it grad. You can ollie over a trash can, but you can't do basic math. Go to UCF. Although, I don't really want to slam ollieing over a trash can. Ollieing over a trash can is pretty dope. We should all.
And a 300-level course.
That's right. Ollieing over trash cans. A 300-level course at UCF. By the way, this is a true story. UCF is one of those schools where if you tested over a certain element or a certain like level, a tier on any of the basic entrance levels, entry level tests in Florida, they would just automatically accept you and give you a scholarship. And it wasn't a very high total at the time.
UCF is basically what like a 9 year old would, if you said, told a 9 year old who'd never been to one, draw a college. Here's what you got. Oh, it's like an arcade and there's a huge stadium. Does the stadium have water? No, I don't really understand how that works. I'm nine. I shouldn't be allowed to design a stadium. Well, too bad.
Everything's made out of aluminum, yeah. Because like 9 year olds, like, yeah, that's the noisy metal. Bong, 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 bong.
It's not
Spencer,
a real city.
Spencer, are you saying that if you go to see Florida and you say, like, look, I passed my really easy classes. Now I'm a graduate. That's so unlike them. You know,
it is.
Just breeze through a bunch of easy classes and declare they've graduated.
All I know about see Florida is this. You got to go to Perkins to have fun if you don't go to Disney. Ugh. That's it. Orlando.
My God, man.
I know. You either go to Perkins. You're basically Tiger Woods without the money. I can't make you a bit.
I mean, why do you think they're not? You notice that they were not that mad to lose Scott Frost because going to see Florida and then leaving after 2 years is perfectly normal. Everyone's accustomed to that.
Yeah, it's true. Also, by the way.
Also, Orlando is Midwestern Florida.
It's true. It's Ohio with skin cancer. That's all Orlando is.
Jesus, man.
No, I'm
well, Ohio has skin cancer. Be fair.
Yes, they don't have the big kind. They don't have the grande. They don't have the grande. The grande del taco nacho.
Ohio, even
size.
Our skin cancer is full of quitters.
Yeah. even our skin cancer is a disappointing second. That's Ohio State.
Listen. Ohio's just trying to dot the I, all right? That's all.
That's all. Just a little melanoma at the top of the eye. That's all we're trying to put there. I would say this. You say Orlando's designed by a 9-year-old, and I agree. That's why their med school is going to have an entire department devoted to getting superpowers. That's it. Whole department of getting superpowers. Will it work? No, but a 9-year-old put it on a drawing, and they're going to do it. As opposed to Tampa, a city designed by a 49-year-old with substance abuse issues and a compulsive shopping habit.
You know what? He keeps it real, though.
He keeps what? I want a strip mall over here. I need 8 bars over here. I need a strip club over there. I need a church too far for me to get to. And I need 8 beaches I will never, ever show up on because I don't actually go outside because it's 99 degrees and 90% humidity.
We're here to talk about Orlando, the only city in the United States where if you told me, oh, if you're trying to go to the hospital, it's also a putt-putt course, I would believe you. Why not Myrtle Beach? Myrtle Beach doesn't have hospitals.
9 year again, city designed by a 9-year-old with a serious lack of spatial reasoning. I would also include that in there because every now and then there's a random like helicopter ride place next to power lines. Let's just put it there.
And also, they went 0-12 like 2 years ago.
They went 0-12 2 years ago. Like if I list the greats in terms of like UCF football players. There's Dante Culpepper, who's most noted for a bad shoulder, right? There's Blake Bortles, who's most noted for 2 bad shoulders, and also for standing on the shoulders of a defense and Leonard Fournette. That's what Blake Bortles is noted for. I should say, as noted UCF or USF fan. Hi, Jason. Somebody who, yeah, we know great quarterbacks at USF. We know Quentin Flowers. I'm not even joking about that. Quentin Flowers was awesome. He's incredible. And Matt Grothy. I'm joking a little bit about that. God bless his soul.
Matt Grothy had bars.
He did. Matt Grothy was incredible. Matt Grothy played one of the best games I've ever seen a massively hungover quarterback play in the Sun Bowl. Just rolled out with like half a Tijuana in his bloodstream and somehow managed to not die on the field. It was breathtaking.
Ultimately, Dante Culpepper's lasting football contribution is he made the Saints look smart, right?
That, and he did the get your roll on dance, right? Like he would,
right,
he would,
right.
He would do that on the field, which I would actually say is like, that's more important than anything he did as a player. He threw balls to Randy Moss, which was good. And then at the same time, he also did the get your roll on dance on the field and did a lot of cue gestures. So
I could also take issue here with making the Saints look smart. It made the Saints look lucky, which we all know they got plenty of that.
But, yeah. And as Bucks fans, we object. 100%. As lifelong
I think the USF is the only football team in the city of Tampa of any merit or renown, right?
Also fair.
Ever since they got rid of the linchpin, who is not John Lynch. By that I mean Mike Alstott, the last Buccaneer who mattered to most people in Tampa, who were.
I liked him because he looked like a real like jacked boy band member who couldn't sing. The one who like talked, that was Mike Alstott.
That's the most like Tampa version of Orlando thing I've ever heard. Because like Orlando, okay, boy bands. Bring that boy band to Tampa, brother. We'll run them through the WCW power plant.
That's right. Boy band's here. You're just a low tier wrestler who's assumed a different ethnicity.
Here in Tampa, we have man bands.
They were, well, keep in mind, that was 98 degrees, right? That's all 98 degrees is. They were all pretty jacked. And they didn't dance, remember? They got so winded that all they could do was film them walking on the beach. That's the ultimate Tampa boy band. Like,
here in Tampa, bro, it's 108 degrees.
A lot of loose-fitting clothes.
It was leg day yesterday. We're not doing a dance routine for this video, right? I got to recover. Can we just walk? Walking's a perfectly acceptable form of cardio, right? The beach gives natural resistance.
I can drink chocolate milk. It's a recovery drink. I can drink it all day.
It's fine. Hey, you know, frankly, a black cow, if I go up and order one of those, or a brown cow, put a little ice cream on it, that's recovery. That's good dairy fat.
It's recovery. This chocolate cake's recovery cake.
Yeah, recovery cake. Tampa's natural recovery beverage. What's up, Riverside Heights?
We're changing our name to 98 kilograms.
It represents the weight I do dips with.
That's a good way to put it. That's a really good way
shrugs,
to put it.
And shrugs.
No, bit. That's a bitch weight on shrugs. We didn't mind that.
I like saying, like somebody says, have you gained weight? Oh, no. I'm just increasing my body weight exercise.
Just adding, it's a dirty bulk.
I'm just making sure when I do pull-ups that they're harder.
Tampa, it's the dirty bulk of cities. Just adding some dirty bulk. We'll get this in shape later, but we just need size first, and then we shape it.
Just amass as much size as possible.
Later, I will apply some zoning.
Explain Raymond James.
I will apply some zoning laws to my pecs and my shoulders. That will reapportion some of the capital from the gut and the ass up toward that. But until then, you know, dirty bulking, bitch. That's what we're doing.
I hate to bring it back to beloved USF football, but that is what we do here on Growthy Point Blank. You know, what is there to say? Media sleeping on us again. Never get the respect we deserve.
Never.
Never get the acclaim we deserve. Mm-mm.
Other than that time we were number two in the BCS.
But even then, why weren't we number one?
To keep us humble. So we could...
You know what? I agree. And I'm glad that we get slept on. Because do you know what your South Florida Bulls are? They're an uncaught serial killer. I'm gonna walk y'all through this. This is with a little help from our friend and fellow Bulls fan, Senator Giggity.
I'm waiting. Go ahead.
All right. Let me shake it back to 2009. USF plays Florida State in Tallahassee in their damn house.
Mm-hmm.
Beats him 17-7. Spencer, what happens to Bobby Bowden at the end of that year?
Oh, baby. You know what? We preserve him and we sell him on the open market because we canned him. That's what we did.
That's right.
Like salmon.
He's out. Let's move to 2010. End of the year. Heading down to Miami. You know, we are the University of South Florida, so it's a second home for us.
Mm-hmm. Go Bulls.
Beat Miami 23-20. You know what happens a day later to Randy Shannon, Jason?
Oh, he's gone.
Out on his ass. All right. The killing continues. Do you think it stops there? 2011. We lose to Rutgers. You're confused, right? But that gets Greg Schiano the Tampa Bay Buccaneers job. What has Rutgers done since then? Not a goddamn thing. What has Greg Schiano done since then? Spread MRSA. 2012.
Can I go back? Greg Schiano.
Please.
Has one more achievement. He gave up, his defense gave up 55 points to Iowa last year.
Damn. There is no D in MRSA, so good point. 2012. South Florida loses again to Cincinnati, 27-10. Who's the coach of that Cincinnati team?
That'd be Butch Jones?
It's Butch Jones. What job does that get him?
Oh, that gives him the Tennessee job.
How are they doing?
Great.
They're better. They're better. They're better. I'm trying to help here.
2013. USF loses to Florida Atlantic at home by 18 points. Who's the coach of that FAU team, if you recall?
Carl Pelini.
And Jason, after visiting Fair Tampa, what happens to Carl Pelini?
He had a great time. He just said he really indulged in some of our city's finest attractions.
Mm-hmm. Boy, you know, it's funny how alleged drug use firing comes in the same season that you decided to make a trip to our fair city. Sorry about that, Carl. 2014, we beat Tulsa 38-30. Bill Blankenship gets his ass fired. 2015, we beat Syracuse. Scott Schaefer, soft nose, because the cocaine eats through your septum like that.
Allegedly.
2016, we beat UConn. Bob Diaco's out. 2017, we lose on purpose, clearly, to see Florida. Scott Frost is gone now. And now let's talk about our beloved stupid brothers to the north.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen this new coach?
That'd be Josh Heupel. You know why I call him Josh Heupel?
Why is that?
He's all hype and L's.
It's
all
pronounced Hoople.
Hoople?
Yeah.
Yeah, shout out to our sister podcast, Hanging with Mr. Hoople.
Hanging with Mr. Hoople. That's the Sea Florida podcast.
That's our network's Sea Florida podcast.
We're obligated to mention them.
I know. We shouldn't mention them, except they give us ecstasy.
Here's the meanest thing. Do either of you have a picture of Coach Hoople up on your computers? If not, please take the time to do so.
We can do this.
Okay.
He looks like the illegitimate child of Sonny Dykes.
This is the meanest thing I can say about Josh Hoople. That's what I would look like if I really gave up.
Oh, dear.
Damn.
Like I'm at like a 12 out of 50 of giving up. If I Princess Bride put this thing all the way to the max, that's me.
See, Florida got themselves a sloppy nanny.
Brutal.
It doesn't hurt.
The blooms off the onion.
I already look forward to all of the tweets I'm going to be getting about this.
You reabsorbed the bloomin' onion into your own body like a twin in the womb.
You did.
He looks like if you bought a bloomin' onion and left it in your fridge for 3 days and then tried to eat it.
He looks like if a bloomin' onion was growing on Bulbasaur.
Oh yeah, Russ. Yeah. By the way, shouts out Paul Mesilla. Shouts out, we see you, Paul Mesilla. All you Bulls out there, raging around, banging into old Fieros with your horns out there. Shouts out to Paul Mesilla.
So yeah, I got to be honest. I'm not worried about C Florida this year. Not.
No. In fact. Since this is ostensibly a preview, we wanted to talk about all of our lesser brethren in the beautiful American Conference. Some of you call this the zombie Big East. I disagree. The Big East was but a part, a shard, a fragment of what was possible in college football. No. Nay, before we turned it into what it meant to be, a truly national conference uniting
only the finest powers from around the remainder of what was sorted out of realignment in terms of conferences. Other teams banded together in similar nodes of mediocrity tied into little tidy TV deals. The American didn't play that on you because we represent the entire nation. No. Who are we talking about tonight?
Well, the so we Growthy Point Blank are here on the Shutdown Fullcast. They ask us to preview the group of five. Obviously, that's inaccurate. Big media doesn't understand. We, of course, in the AAC, we are in the fifth best conference in the Power Six. Please get it correct. That's the correct terminology. We're better than the Pac-12. It's we've copyrighted that phrase. We're better than the Pac-12. But we'll play along with the little game and we'll preview the AAC, which is the fifth best conference in college sports. Obviously, you know, see Florida, they're done. They're little, they're averaging six wins over the past 3 years. I don't see what all the fuss is about. Just pretend they've gone 6-6 for each of the last 3 years. And then, yeah. You know, we have, our conference has the ECU Pirates, which, we're the ones with the pirate ships. So
I guess, you know,
good job. Good job, guys.
How are they pirates?
It's embarrassing.
You're going to come take it from us? Is that what's going to, you're going to come take it from us with your little internet mob? Cause like that's all ECU has. They have like several large message boards. I don't know what they talk about because their team is never good.
But it is often catastrophically bad.
I know. What isn't that called, like the Boneyard? Is that what their major is that what their major forum is called?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know why? Because it's full of dicks.
That's a good point.
Yeah. They don't even have a pirate ship. They're like inland pilots who got stranded. They're basically like, oh, our boat got repoed. Way to go, Blackbeard. Idiot.
Like all repoed things, it wound up in Tampa.
That's right. Blackbeard's a loser pirate because he got caught. You know what Tampa pirate never got caught? Dwight Gooden. That's right.
He's still sailing free to this day.
Yeah. He's still free.
Just,
you know what?
Just
you know what
cresting the big white wave.
That's right. He's out there. You know what other Tampa pirate is still out there, brother?
Dropping Gary elbows. Sheffield.
Gary Sheffield. But you know who's really out there dropping elbows? Destroying media empires? Yeah,
Gary,
you know what?
Blackbeard.
The Hulk!
Gary Sheffield.
No record against
elbows.
Gawker Media. That's right. Hulk Hogan, he's 1-0.
I like how
assisted in true wrestling fashion.
I like how on Tampa's wiki, it gives us credit for Randy Savage, but then you click on his page and it's like, he's from Ohio. He lived in New York for a while.
Yeah, but I've thought about this before the podcast because I figured somebody'd bring it up, probably one of those Sea Florida people, all right? This is why. They're like, oh, Randy Savage only died there. Yeah, he made it his cavalry, right? Like Jesus. That's where cavalry. You know what?
It's that one.
I got a degree in marketing from South Florida. Okay. I didn't get a degree in, you know, speech.
Languaging.
Theology.
Language. I'm going to work this anyway. And you know what? My feeling is going to equal the meaning.
I didn't want our listeners to get overly excited at the prospect that Randy Savage might have built up an army on horseback.
Don't but know that he didn't.
He did.
Don't.
Yeah.
He did. But I want you to know that when he chose.
What? Yeah. Holly, do you know what heaven's like?
It's just Tampa? Randy Savage leading.
If it ain't
up
like Tampa,
army.
I don't want to go.
That's right. He probably woke up and he was like, "Oh, this feels familiar."
Randy Savage.
I got the Busch Gardens Clydesdales.
Hey, is there highlight here? I think there's highlight.
Listen. Good for you. You got Disney and all that.
Yeah.
We got a fucking beer themed theme park. Fuck you.
With actual wild animals, right? Like, oh, the Animal Kingdom. Yeah. Those are all fake, by the way. Every animal in Disney's Animal Kingdom, it's two people in a suit. All of them. They're like, that's a white rhino. You're like, no, that's a guy named Ryan in a white rhino suit with his friend Dave.
That's actually Jeff Heupel's
I needed the money, and I'm not sorry.
No, you shouldn't be. No, but point being, it stands. Randy Macho Man Savage, when he decided to return to the kingdom of our Lord, he did it from his blessed launching point, not in Cape Canaveral. No, he chose Tampa, all right?
I mean, an Ohio institution finds refuge in Florida because they can't, because that's all that's left. You're describing Cincinnati football. That's all they are.
Yeah. Don't, by the way, don't think about it, Randy Savage.
yanking his Jeep across four lanes of traffic after a heart attack and going, "Oh, I'm coming home, Jesus. No palm tree. No left arm."
So the AAC, the the brand of it, of course, is it's just a bunch of large towns that happen to have college football teams in them. So for USF to make it out of this thing at, say, 11-1 or so, and thus position ourselves for the New Year's Six game, you know, we're going to have to beat such towns as Houston, Memphis, Tulsa.
America's bustlingest cities.
I'm not going to lie, right? Y'all. I know we're supposed to crack on them, but this is an insanely good list of cities.
Memphis? Cincinnati.
It was a good list of cities. It was a great list of cities until you got to Cincinnati.
New Orleans.
Okay. We're back on track.
Wherever UConn is.
Stores, Connecticut.
Yeah, or I feel like UConn moves
Stores
around.
Stores and or Hartford, Connecticut, or any Dunkin' Donuts in betwixt.
I think UConn, to me, moves around like sort of like a very tired night crawler. Trying to leap, but always just within Connecticut.
UConn is nomadic.
Yes.
Just within Connecticut, right? Like, Connecticut's
small.
We're in Hartford this week,
so you can't nomad very far.
But I get why they're like UConn exists under the delusional belief that they will get the call to join the Big 12 or some shit like that. So they live out of a storage unit because they're like any day now. Oh, it's going to happen for me. Hollywood's calling.
Yeah.
Don't forget.
Daddy's going to be famous.
It's the American conference because it's legitimately more American than yours, all right, with the possible exception of others. I would argue that Navy, of course, being the superior academy of all the academies because they're the only ones who go out in boats for us. Everyone else gets to come home. But the Navy, no, they're out in the middle of the ocean, sitting there in a submarine like 2,000 feet below the surface with just tons of nukes. Know what they're doing? Looking out for you. That's right.
Also, they have planes. They're not just like they play that Navy. They play that OC thing. Nah, man, they got it all. Navy's absolutely got a space shuttle they're sitting on.
Yeah, and they probably launch it off of like a carrier, right?
Right.
Yeah. See, they're out there for you. Top Gun. Notice.
Listen.
Top Gun. Is that about the Air Force? No, sir.
Nope.
It's about
the
Navy.
See, here's the thing. Everyone complains about the chop blocks and all that. I'm cool with the C. I'm cool with Navy. I'm cool with what they do for our strength of schedule. The only C I don't like is C, Florida.
Ugh.
That's right. Jason, how do you feel about hepatitis A? It's cool, right?
It's awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, look through the list of mascots on this list. You've got your animals, bearcats, huskies, owl, bulls, obviously. You've got some natural weather phenomenon, golden hurricanes and green wave. Yeah, you do have to be on a little bit of LSD to experience those. And then you've got two, correct me if I'm wrong, two armed institutions. Navy, which goes out and fights, which defends our country. And see Florida, which does not. This is the University of Stolen Valor, and I am sick of it. You want to be the Golden Knights? Put on some fucking armor and get on that horse and defend our country, you fucking cowards.
Fucking Renfair University.
Yeah. By the way, ECU is not armed because swords don't count. I'm sorry if you can buy it at the mall. It's not a weapon. I don't have to be scared of it.
Hold on. It depends. There are some Tampa malls where you can definitely buy a weapon.
I wasn't talking about outstanding malls. I was talking about the ones that lesser mortals have to shop at.
I'm sorry.
At.
Does Tampa love freedom more than Orlando?
Yeah, 100%.
Not my fault.
I'm talking about the ones that never knew the tender touch of a Burdine's gift card. Okay.
I'm pretty sure you can buy fireworks at a NICU in Tampa.
Well, I mean, come on.
Hand them out with the little hats.
Yeah. Part of that series of tests they give a newborn, right? It's grip strength.
It's a reflex test.
Yeah, it's a reflex test. There's grip strength. There's
flammability,
like eye tracking, and then there's ability to hold a Roman candle. I don't know how you determine how developed an infant is, but come on,
doctor,
if
so,
you will.
taking as granted that USF will emerge from the AAC with one or fewer loss, I think what we should do is, as we go through the rest of the, go through the mid-major conferences, since for some reason we are lumped in with them, is, are there any true contenders for our New Year's Six spot among these conferences? For example, next up, Conference USA, there is one good team. It's FAU. Lane Kiffin will leave that team before November starts. Therefore, I would say no, USF does not need to worry about Conference USA whatsoever.
Yeah, I mean, even the name is just like, it feels like dollar store designer imposter AAC, right? Oh, it's the American Conference. Oh, Conference USA, it's the same thing and it only costs $3. It's going to fucking fall apart.
Conference USA sounds like some kind of bullshit CPAC like light. Like if you can't go to CPAC or if you can't do, like it basically it's like if you're too racist,
it's an online only CPAC.
Exactly. If you're like too racist or libertarian, I'm sorry, I repeat myself, and you can't
homebound,
you can't go to CPAC, right? You have to go to Conference USA, where you say things like, "I don't believe all taxation is theft. I believe money that isn't mine is theft.
I believe all theft is taxation." Yeah. What does that mean?
I'm high as hell, y'all, and that should be legal.
I feel like anytime you click on the avatar, someone who's being retweeted around with like, "Oh my God, look at this moron." You click on that avatar and it's going to be like husband, patriot, Buckeye, Conference USA.
Conference USA.
Yeah, Conference USA should just be like, the headline would be like murderer, pirate, scoundrel, sculptor.
Teacher, mother.
Speaking at Conference USA 2018.
Speaking at Conference USA 2018.
In Orlando.
Buy my ebook.
Yeah, please buy my ebook. Man, let me tell you what. FAU is the only one, because when you just start listing the teams, like number two in Conference USA is Marshall. Whoo! Man, it gets dark fast down there.
In Marshall? Yeah, it does. Or in Huntington?
Yeah.
Yeah, like looking at Bill C's power rankings, we're talking serious contenders for the conference like UAB, Middle Tennessee, North Texas.
I mean, I know Seth Luttrell's done a great job there, and we'll be talking about him as a coach somewhere else real soon, because he's not staying there real long because he got North Texas competitive, which I'm just going to say that again. Go back and look at the record and the history of the North Texas football program. It's pretty dismal. To be competitive or compelling at all is an achievement unto itself. However, I will also say this. I would like to speculate openly on the ways in which Lane Kiffin will blow this job, because it's a gift and we're all talking positively about him and how he's going to get another FBS gig. I predict botches a space launch. That's it. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how he's going to do it. He's going to botch a space launch.
Well, no, I actually have run some numbers on this.
Oh, go ahead.
All right, so, you know, everybody likes to talk about Lane Kiffin fails up. And that's not technically true. I'm going to walk you through it. All right. Lane Kiffin's first job as a head coach, Oakland Raiders, tops out at 4 wins in a season. Lane Kiffin's next job, University of Tennessee. Listen, no matter how you feel about Tennessee, I think we can agree that NFL head coach is a step higher than Tennessee head coach. Tops out at 7. All right. Unless it's the Colts. I'm really making Holly mad now.
You just left over the fucking Browns.
Hey, guys, Andrew Luck threw a football. Did you hear? Nobody's seen it, but trust us, it happened. He threw it.
Cleveland is the Jacksonville of Ohio. What the hell are you doing?
Cleveland is not like tying Cleveland to Tennessee is not better. They're both owned by the same man.
You just want me to do it again, don't you?
Nope, please don't. Tops out at 7 wins, so you see some improvement. Jumps down another level, and you say, wait, USC is below Tennessee? On sanctions, they are. Hate to tell you.
No. Hey, no, we're not doing this again.
No.
It's not that bad.
I wasn't even paying attention, and then Spencer started looking at me like I was supposed to be mad.
Tops out at 10 wins there. Jumps down one more level to FAU. All the way up to 11 wins. 4, 7, 10, 11. What I'm telling you is Lane Kiffin is headed to Division II football, where he's going to win 13 games.
Counterpoint. Hot seat. heading into 2018, Ed Ogeron.
Oh, this is diabolical.
Well, he just runs hot. That's not his fault. That's not what
I, can I tell you what I actually think is going to happen? And the depressing thing is I think he might do well there, is if he gets Fedora's job.
Oh, my God.
No, it's I mean, it's not impossible.
Yeah. All I know about the American...
No, the diabolical thing would be if Gus gets fired.
All I know about Conference USA, coming back to it, though, is that the most Conference USA coach imaginable is Sonny Dykes.
Why do you want to steamroll over me talking about Lane and Nick playing every year?
Because I'm really disturbed by this prospect.
All right.
Also...
Sleep tight.
That's when Nick will retire.
Yeah, that's it.
He'll get one win, and he'll be like, I'm out. Fuck you.
No, I don't want to deal with this shit.
Oh, no. Wait. I got it. Gus gets fired. Bobby Petrino to Auburn. Lane to Louisville.
Lane to Louisville makes way too much sense. Because they're like, we're going to make a sensible decision for
they
once.
They clearly don't. Yeah.
What about Lane gets hired there twice, too? Like, Louisville. I'm a girl who makes mistakes.
I like the idea of Louisville hiring Lane Kiffin because it's like, listen, we need some class and respectability. Let's upgrade in those regards here.
Listen, the good news is he's already divorced. It can't happen again.
The numerology is sound.
LK, you're right. Holly's a genie. Dang genie. Also, they're Cardinals, which, you know, has nothing to do with this.
That's a good point.
That's a great point. The only other thing I'd say about Conference USA is this, that since we're picking this, I just want to point out that Sonny Dykes is at SMU now. One, you might have forgotten that. Two, if you want to watch 51-48 games all year long, just follow SMU, baby, because that's the way Sonny Dykes coaches. Just give me the ball last.
Also, SMU is in the AAC.
Yeah.
No, are they? God, I'm reading off the wrong thing. Yeah, that's right. They're going to win both.
Yeah, we got Dallas. We got Dallas. You're right.
You're
we
doing
got
terrific, all the sweetie.
Big towns.
I'm into like that was 46 minutes in before my first major mistake. No,
you know what? That's true. You're doing and Jason called them the UCF Bulls way before that.
That's right. That's right. I made the second mistake on this podcast. Yeah, shame on you all.
School's name.
That's right. Tampa, America's next great city and next great mistake. I'm just following in the paths of my forebears as Tampans.
Conference USA, no threat whatsoever to USA.
No threat.
Even if FAU manages to beat C Florida and say we were to lose to C Florida, still the strength of schedule just doesn't compare. You play in Conference USA. You deserve nothing. This brings us to the independents. Mid-majors such as Notre Dame. Never forget USF, of course, is 1-0 all time against mid-major Notre Dame. The famous meme of Brian Kelly's face turning purple that happened in a game against USF.
Mm-hmm. Do you want the list of FBS programs that are 1,000 lifetime against Notre Dame?
Oh, I would love to listen to this list all night long.
It's obviously us, your USF Bulls. Mm-hmm. Louisville, Virginia Tech, Tulsa, Oregon State, Georgia, and UConn.
I would, but by the
by
way,
by comparison, Oklahoma 2-8.
I want Oklahoma to schedule Notre Dame like 10 times in a row to rectify this.
I mean, I think that's just what we say at the end of the season. If FAU beats Oklahoma and we beat UConn, we just say, well, look at the lifetime record against Notre Dame. You know, what is it, beating Oklahoma means nothing. Beating UConn, that's a giant killer. They literally killed God.
I believe. What about Toledo? I believe Toledo beat. Or isn't Toledo? Toledo has at least a win over Notre Dame, correct?
Yeah, but I don't believe they are undefeated.
That was an act of vengeance.
They're also in the MAC.
That's right. I believe that was the revenge of Tom Amstutz. Over
shit, man. Oregon State's 2-0 against Notre Dame.
Never play them again.
And just to be clear, you're thinking like, well, that must no. That's like
that
both of those games
ago.
Happened from 2000 forward.
That's right. That was the bowl game where Chad Johnson and TJ Houshmandzadeh, after being called thugs by Notre Dame media and fans in the lead up to the game, scored a touchdown where they celebrated by Chad Johnson putting his hands behind his head and TJ Houshmandzadeh frisking him as if they were searching him.
That was the first one. And then And then in the second game, I believe, let me get it right here. Yeah, they met again in a bowl game and still won by 17 points. Great job, Brady Quinn.
Yeah, I would also like to point out BJ Daniels, another legend.
Oh, that was horseballs. Oh, horseballs, Derek. Of course he was going to be the better Browns quarterback than Brady Quinn. Just look at the Insight Bowl record.
Duh, that's how I determine a great quarterback. I also determine a great quarterback by whether he's beaten Notre Dame or not. That means BJ Daniels is one of the greatest all-time quarterbacks. BJ stands for Brian Kelly's a jerk off.
Just count it.
Yeah, count it. That's what it means.
So Notre Dame, as a independent mid-major, of course, they have like some sort of arrangement with the ACC. So if they were to have a really good record, they would take that spot, which means the independents are as well no threat to USF's postseason.
I was going to say, is that the world's worst open marriage?
I was just going to say, I think in polite company, we call it being a poor relation.
We're living together, but don't tell mom. We're totally sleeping in the same bed, but not doing it.
Notre Dame, you can rent out my spare room. This is where your hot water heater is. Yeah, it's a spare room. I'm not using it.
It's fine. I definitely sleep here all the time, and I'm not over at my girlfriend's. When you called us the other night and I was out of breath, we weren't having sex. That's me in the ACC.
Notre Dame loves getting fucked by Stanford, and that's their business.
That's appalling on so many levels.
Can we end the podcast there?
Hey.
No!
All right.
Yeah, you know what, though? Please? At Stanford, you never really get fucked because you can never get a D. That's right. I just did it. It's a great inflation and dick joke. I just put it together. Cancel the podcast. It's over. South Florida wins it all. Shouts out to Palmasia. Shouts out to Temple Terrace. Shouts out to Ybor City. Shouts out to West Side. Shouts out to Davis Island, bitch.
See, y'all weren't prepared for how Tampa this was about to get. We tried to tell you.
Fuck. It's getting fuck. So Tampa in here. We're going down to Sarasota.
You're the greatest Tampa rapper. You are.
Already. It's like Kia... One. Number two, me.
Spencer Hall.
I'm just taking steroids listening to this.
That's right. 813. Add it up. You know what it equals? 12. You know what that means? A dozen. You know what that means? I just ran them on you. That's right.
And now it's time for our ad read.
Hey, Growthy Point Blank. Did you know 66% of men lose their hair by age 35? Our boy Charlie Strong is the mayor of Gainesville. But he doesn't have any hair on top of his head. For some reason, people notice. When people like us start to notice hair loss, it's already too late. Here on the Shutdown Fullcast and on Growthy Point Blank, we have plenty of both hair and dicks. But we understand that a lot of you don't. The solution for Hims.com, a one-stop shop for hair loss, skincare, and sexual wellness products for men. I know, healthcare for men. Thanks to science. Thanks to science, baldness can be optional. Just like a run defense. Hims connects you with real doctors and medical grade solutions to treat hair loss. Talking to you, Kyle. Order now. Our listeners get a trial month of Hims for just $5 today, right now, while supplies last. See the website for full details. Go to forhims.com/shutdown. That's forhims.com/shutdown. It's healthcare for men.
All right. Thanks for the sponsorship there. Up next is our Mac preview. Can someone set a stopwatch for 8 seconds?
8 seconds, okay. For the Mac preview, aka pre-Orlando residence. That's what the Mac is.
I'll count it in my head. Ready? Go.
Toledo, Ohio, and NIU are the good teams. None of them will take USF's NY6 bid.
Listen to podcast. Ain't played nobody.
That's exactly 8 seconds. Good job.
Next, the Mountain West. Time for the Mountain West preview. That's the one Boise State's in.
And is there, yeah. Are there other teams?
There are the teams that Boise State beats.
Usually.
That's a good way of putting it.
Usually.
Okay, that was 1 year. And yeah, then a bunch of other years.
Yeah, there's one per year that they don't beat, but they beat almost all of them.
They have a grocery store stadium. That's fun.
We are USF is the only stadium or the only campus with a on-campus Publix.
Sirs.
I'd much rather have an on-campus Publix than an Albertson Stadium.
Yeah. The only other real threat here is this. It's a San Diego State situation, right? I know they just lost a legendary running back. However, San Diego State, people sleep on him. They continue sleeping on them, all right? But in the history of this conference, since they have instituted a championship game in 2013, Boise State's won it twice. San Diego State, SDSU, has won it twice. So don't sleep on them. I know you're all in on Boise State, which admittedly is I think Boise State's the Jacksonville of Idaho. Is that the way we want to put it?
Holy shit, dude.
Because San Diego's totally the Tampa of California, and don't tell me it isn't. Because it's awesome.
No, you're right. I mean. You're right about that.
San Diego's
that.
More the Orlando of California.
Ooh, I thought that was like Anaheim.
Oof, no. Anaheim's like the St. Augustine of California.
Damn.
Jesus.
All of these sound so
What's
bad.
What's the Sacramento of Florida?
Tallahassee.
Tallahassee. It's a one-to-one relationship there.
San Diego's like Anaheim is like the Florida of California in toto.
Ooh. That's terrifying.
It's all
what
mall
is
people.
The what is Again, the Florida free fireworks. Of California of Florida?
The Florida of California of Florida is undoubtedly. Let's see.
Universal Studios.
Oh yeah, that was easy.
No, I was gonna mix in light. No, it's Melbourne. Don't ask why. Just Melbourne.
Got it. Cool.
It's so referenced in a Rick Ross song once.
Or maybe Vero Beach.
Sure. Mm.
The Mountain West. The concern for us. As USF homers is Boise State plays Oklahoma State and Troy. Couple good out-of-conference wins there. San Diego State plays Stanford. Beat them last year. That's a good if the champ from this conference is 12-1, that might put a little pressure on the Bulls. You know, we'd have to beat Georgia Tech authoritatively, and Georgia Tech would have to be pretty good. And of course, see Florida last year. I'm too scared to play Georgia Tech. They were on the schedule. We're not scared of them, though.
Yeah. Also, you get San Diego State at Boise State, so they have to come up to the blue turf and heavy starches of Boise itself.
And get Albert sunned.
Getting Albert sunned.
Been waiting on that. Thank you. Did not disappoint.
Well. Yeah. And they do have to go to Wyoming, which should be a better team since Josh Allen left. So...
Oh, wow.
I'm having a great night.
I feel good about it for you.
I'm not going to let him eat pasta before the show ever again.
You can't control him. You can't control... All right? That's like nobody says a bear is going to get into the garbage, and then he does.
It gets me hyper than a fisherman going after the legendary shark of Tampa and Tampa Bay. That'd be Hitler the Hammerhead.
No, you're not allowed to carb up after 9 p.m. ever again.
No way, this gremlin's on the loose, and he's talking about the greatest predator in the history of Tampa Bay. That's right, Hitler the Hammerhead Shark. I'm totally not making it up. There was a legendary hammerhead shark in Tampa Bay named Hitler.
Was he friendly?
No, he was named Hitler. What do you think?
So he was aptly named.
I think he
named.
Was in Tampa.
He was in Tampa.
All right, Sun Belt preview. Can I get another 8 seconds, please?
8 seconds
yeah.
on the
yeah,
clock.
Can I give you 6 this time? Is that okay?
That's fine.
All right, go.
Sun Belt preview. Next. App State, Arkansas State, and Troy are the good teams. Quote fingers, good.
Okay.
And that's it. That's the mid-majors of FBS. And as well as the Power Six's 5th best conference so far, could be 4th. Big 12's looking a little shaky.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to see how this isn't USF's year, honestly.
Yeah, Big 12's like the buns belt because they're buns.
I mean, you just look at the schedule and it's like all the cities we've mentioned, USF will hold supremacy over all of them. If they beat Georgia Tech, that's Atlanta.
I like that. That makes it sound like USF is like a barnstorming wrestler going throughout the Mid-South collecting local titles, which of course is
college football is like Risk, basically. And so you're telling me at the end of the year, USF's going to own Florida in its entirety, Atlanta, Chicago, because that's where the Illinois game is played. Boston, Houston, New Orleans, Cincinnati, Philadelphia. I mean, that's a pretty good portfolio. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, man. I mean, listen, if we're playing a game of Civ on the map of America,
and when aren't we?
We are controlling some serious production here. The USF expanding out from Tampa. We have blobbed basically the entire right half of the map. So you can have your little Idaho.
Shouts out to Big Cat Country. That's right. Tampa's only tiger-based attraction. Is it licensed? Who knows?
Ish. I think it's Big Cat Rescue. That's the best part about it.
It's Big Cat Rescue. They're being rescued and taken to Tampa.
Listen, man. Tigers can get hooked on cocaine, too. Don't judge.
Little ritzy for the 813, buddy.
I didn't say it was good cocaine.
Didn't say it wasn't baking powder cut with trucker speed.
Also, just to finish out Division One, let's sprint through FCS as well. I would like to point out that USF's FCS opponent, Elon, is a pretty good FCS team. They might rank top 10 in the preseason FCS polls. So that's another boost for the Bulls. Meanwhile,
that's why the Tesla man is named after him.
That's how they figured that. Yeah. Meanwhile, the Sea Florida Golden Knights, their FCS opponent is South Carolina State. That's a very bad team. Nowhere near as good as Elon.
I'm just so sick of the cowardice.
Why is C ducking Elon?
You know why? Probably because they're scared of him, because it's an anagram for Noel, for Knowles, a team UCF has beaten. Right? Or has never beaten, but USF has.
Team USF has beaten. That's the goddamn right.
That's right. You want to keep that record clean, right? Because USF, they ain't scared. They're as fearless as John Cena, Tampa native. That's right.
According to
the wiki. And you know why USF and why Tampa is John Cena's home and not Orlando? Because you can't see him. Get it? You can't see him.